We are seeing distinct blocks of votes, and while we're in the middle of it, we might as well take a look at it. There's the Bernie Sanders vote, which is white. It's basically the mommy professor block. And secondly, there is the ICE Station Hillary's vote. She always looks like an ICE station to me. But that, as you can tell, when a state has a large, in the Democratic primary, when it has a large black group in it, it goes for ICE Station Hillary. If Bernie Sanders gets the vote where it's sort of yuppie and mommy professor block, let's turn everything over to mommy professor and he'll make it well. There's the Trump vote, which I think, there's a little overlap here in mentality, that Trump and Bernie Sanders both represent people who are just sick of the present attitudes. Both Hillary and this Marco or Rubio or whatever his name is, these are just fig. It's sort of like we're seeing the news media coming back to us. I mean, Rubio or ICE Station Hillary, they're both just what we make. If you write a press release, you write it for the kind of people that Hillary Clinton represents, ICE Station Hillary, or the kind of people Rubio represent. It's all pre-canned. And the question is, are we going to run the country forever on the basis of news releases and allowable opinion, or are we going to have a new attitude? And this attitude, I would say, party, is a lot of the support for Sanders, and especially the support for Trump. Now, Trump is going to be a good boy, as I told you from the beginning. Once he gets the nomination, he will go up, grovel, wee will on himself, and be a Republican. But this demand for a new attitude towards things has expressed itself through him. And of course, so we have the mommy professor vote. We have I've had enough of this crap vote. That's the Trump part. Then you have the slave vote, which is Hillary knows how to go and get those ballots made out for her in the black churches. And then you have the National Review crowd, with Rubio and Mario and Cibio, or whoever the hell they are. Let's see. New attitude. The Bobby Professor vote. I said the new attitude vote, the slave vote, and the National Review vote. So actually, it is getting out where the old blocks we used to have, like labor and all that stuff, those are gone. And now we have a whole new set of about four categories that we would start with when we're analyzing the electorate.